The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, chaos has descended on Rosslare in the wake of the Holyhead closure, with trucks clogging up roads and litter, including bottles of urine, being thrown into ditches in the village. To tell us more, I'm joined by Wexford Councillor Ger Carthy. Ger, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning to your listeners.
Now, first of all, after Brexit, let's talk about that, because that did have an impact on traffic through Rosslare.
Yeah, well, Rosslare has a 360% increase in capacity going through the port since the inception of Brexit. That has brought its own challenges, I suppose, to the village of Rosslare Harbour, Kilraran and the Tagoat, but certainly been compounded by the issues in Holyhead over the past 2 weeks. And unfortunately, the community in the areas I represent are on the receiving end of chaos and under siege in their village in relation to articulated trucks and trailers that have been parked there as they await to board many of the ships coming into the port of Rosslare.
Yeah. Now, there was talk of having some sort of a parking place for trucks in the event, you know, that Rosslare being far busier than it used to be after Brexit, and you can have storms and you can have delayed ferries and so on, that there should be a place for them to safely lay up with facilities, I presume, like toilets and litter availability, yeah, all that sort of thing. That never happened.
No, Pat, and as I speak to you today, there is no public toilet available to anyone in the village of Rosslare Harbour. Now, there was tentative talks in relation to the customs post in Rosslare Yard on the way in, that there's 10 spaces available, but there's a reluctance by drivers to go in there for fear, I think, of their trucks being searched and that they may be held up through no fault of their own. But we need a joint. There's so many agencies involved in the issue down there. You've Erin Road Éireann, you've Transport Infrastructure Ireland, you've the NTA, you've Wexford County Council, and you've the Port of Rosslare. But there's no joined up thinking in relation to if there's a boat delayed, that the people and the community down there will suffer. The Government of Ireland spent almost 750,000 on grounds just outside Barntown the time of the COVID pandemic, when there was issues in France for testing. And there's 2.5 kilometres of roadway available there. I think there needs to be some type of joined up thinking between the road hauliers and the Port of Rosslare to try and alleviate this issue. But we've truckers down there that have spent 3 and 4 nights waiting to get on a boat. And that's compounded by the fact that the likes of Fishguard only, as of yesterday, allowed Irish Ferries to go in with a boat there, so a ship. So these are massive issues that need to be dealt with. And I call on Minister James Lawless to come to Rosslare to speak with myself and indeed the community on how best we're going to allay the fears and the issues. Mm. But there's also the main issue is that the access and connectivity. We've been promised the finality of the motorway into the port from Isle Gate to Rosslare. Had that been complete, there would have been capacity in the hard shoulder for miles on end to park those trucks when these issues arise. But that's been going on since 2007, and we are a little further along the line, but we don't expect that to be constructed till early 2030.
Has that got the go-ahead, though? Has it got the green light and we're just looking at planning issues, has it got the finance?
No, it has the design finance to go to design and planning and the appropriate reports that are required. That'll probably take a couple of years. I think there's 1.8 million allocated to consultants to do that. But the money hasn't been that's going to cost north of 300 million. That hasn't been committed. And I'm calling on the Oireachtas members in Wexford now to deliver that money and fast track that program into the port of Rosslare, because we've a very, very busy port that's now compounded by issues in Holyhead. And I'm told that Holyhead won't be operational till well after March. And that's what the people that are in the know tell me. And that's a very serious concern. And, The state agencies need to listen to the people and listen to the Port of Rosslare.
So just going back to the privations that these drivers are suffering, I mean, they have no public toilets that they can use. They can pee in a plastic bottle and then they throw that into a ditch or whatever. I don't know how they do number two, where they do it and how they dispose of that. And of course, they're sleeping in their trucks. It is not fair, to be quite honest.
A basic human right, to have a toilet and a washing facility. And Brexit, with the effects of Brexit for the past 3 years or more, why haven't the TII, the NTA or Wexford County Council provided those toilets down there? That's a basic human right. Whether we have parking or not, we should have the basic human rights for those truckers. And the Road Haulage Association has a part to play in this also. Like, they're their members, and they should be representing them and reflecting that in the facilities that are provided to them in the port of Rosslare. We've had 300 million of an investment in Rosslare Europort through the Brexit Adjustment Fund. Only for Brexit, we'd have no investment. But now that's starting to take pace. But we need to have the appropriate facilities, and they can't go down to the port unless they have a ticket to get onto the ship to head for England. So the port isn't an option. And it's a commercial entity. They're interested in business, and they're not interested in what happens before that truck gets to the port.
So you have all these drivers who are parked up everywhere around Rosslare.
We have them on the cycle lanes, the footpaths, in the churchyard. We have school buses where there's issues around kids trying to alight from the school bus. They're in the, as I said, they're in the churchyard, they're in the traffic cam and into Goat, Kilran. They're absolutely everywhere, but it's not their fault because they arrive down, ship is late, ship is not going, nowhere to go. What do you do? You've no place to go. And it's causing a very serious safety issue in relation to the road safety down there. And then that's compounded by the issues around Ungarda Síochána because, you know, we've depleted numbers in that. 60% of all the trainee Gardaí that went out of the college in Templemore in the last 12 months went to Dublin.
Now, the problem is that this is going to go on, you say, until mid-March. So this is a particularly acute period because there's a huge amount of trade going back and forth for the Christmas period, be it food leaving the island or goods coming in for delivery. But it will still, if much of this traffic is diverted to Rosslare out of Holyhead until mid-March, this problem is going to continue unless somebody grabs a hold of it and does something.
Yeah, because TII and the NTA and the County Council, they work off normal operations, normal weather. They don't allow for storms, you know, catastrophic damage to a piece of port infrastructure in Holyhead that can happen from time to time. But we need joined up thinking here. We need to plan. You know, if you plan for major emergencies, like you have to plan for issues that may happen, the connectivity problems around the country. And that's the responsibility of the Department of Transport and the Minister of the day. But right, the people around there can't suffer on the head of that.
All right, well, they will find their suffering ongoing unless something is done to alleviate the situation, which is going to continue to some extent, at least until March. Councillor Ger Carthy, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.